Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Our message today, we're going to be looking at the importance of water baptism. And boy, there's a need in our day today, amen, to be looking at that truth of water baptism in our day. The Bible said there in Matthew chapter number 28, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. We're going to be looking at some truths on the fact that baptism is not convenient. And so I pray that you'll stay tuned in for the next 2 days as we deal with the subject, the importance of water baptism. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're dealing with this subject. Looking at Matthew chapter number 28, I want to preach this morning on the subject, the importance of baptism. The importance of baptism. Matthew chapter number 28 is an unusual chapter. It begins with resurrection and ends with the mission. Verse number 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me, where? In heaven and in earth. And this is our commission this morning. Verse number 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I heard a preacher say, when it comes to baptism, we make two mistakes. There are those who say that baptism is not a big deal because salvation is not dependent upon it. That's true. I can be saved without water baptism. That's true. But you'll never be obedient to Christ if you're not baptized. There's no possible way that you can be obedient to Christ in the Christian life through salvation if you're not baptized, because it's in obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then there's those who say that you cannot be saved without water baptism. I have to disagree with that one, amen. 100%, I'll take you to the thief on the cross. Jesus Christ dying on the cross of Calvary, and he looks over and that thief that's dying next to him, and he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And that's that thief, while he did not have time to be taken off the cross and then placed into the watery grave, the baptismal pool, he didn't have time to do that, but yet Jesus looked over, and in an instant he said this, today thou shalt be with me in paradise, amen. And so that thief, amen, while he was dying, or he was convicted and tried a thief, he died a saint in the Lord Jesus Christ, sinner saved by the grace of God on that cross. I'm thankful this morning. Listen, baptism does not save you. However, if you're going to be prosperous in the Christian life, I think it's a must. One of the first things that Jesus did in his earthly ministry was the fact that he was baptized. And many don't realize that, but it was also the last thing that Christ said to do before he was taken to heaven. And so there was a lot of emphasis placed on the importance of baptism. Look back over in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. The Bible says this is what we call the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Friend, I'm going to tell you this morning, we've minimized the doctrinal truth of water baptism. We've downplayed it. We have taken it off our church signs because we don't want to be offensive. That's sad, isn't it? I'm a Baptist this morning because we're baptized. That's why. And you say, preacher, why do you say that this is Hoopers Creek Baptist Church? Because we baptize, that's why. And we're not ashamed of the doctrine of baptism, that's why. I don't understand why that you have to take it off a church sign to be appealing to the world. And I don't understand why you have to take it off the church sign just so not to be offensive anymore. That don't make no sense to me. And we identify this morning as Hooper's Creek Baptist Church because we believe that the Word of God teaches us that we are to be baptized. And so I don't believe that the importance of baptism should be the fact that it's fun and games. I heard of a church, they said that they hooked some type of man deal up to where they would slip and slide into the baptistry pool. I thought, man, I don't know that you've got the holy significance of the baptism right there. Amen. That don't sound like that was the type of baptism that Christ experienced. I can tell you that. Amen. No, there's something much different at Christ's baptism. Amen. And so while baptism is important, it's not about fun and games. There's some significance of spiritual truths that need to be learned when it comes to that of baptism. Baptism has a scriptural and a specific ministry that we need to preach in our day. I want to look this morning at a few things that I believe will help us to better understand what water baptism is, and then also help us to see, man, the truths of what God's Word speaks. First of all, this morning, baptism is not convenient. I want you to write that down. Baptism is not convenient. You say, what do you mean by that? Jesus traveled 60 miles from Nazareth to the Jordan River. You say, what are you trying to look at there, preacher? It's not convenient. Jesus had to go 60 miles, probably on foot, to be baptized by John in the Jordan River. And Philip had to leave a great revival meeting where people were getting saved, amen, one right after another. I mean, he was being led by the Holy Ghost. And I want you to, if you want to, you can turn to Acts chapter number 8, verse 26. I mean, people's getting saved right and left. But then the Holy Ghost led Philip to leave that place and to go and to find one Ethiopian eunuch. The Bible said in verse 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And notice verse 27, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch with great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Philip journeyed from that place. It was not convenient for him to pack up and walk away, right? None of those things were convenient. Philip had to probably walk, ride a mule, donkey. I don't know how he got there, but it took some effort. Amen. It was not convenient. Amen. Everybody agree? It was not convenient. I mean, to be in the power of God, I tell you, and seeing people get saved by the grace of God, and then all of a sudden have to pack up. Verse 28 says, when returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah. He's talking about this Ethiopian eunuch, the prophet. Then when the Spirit said unto Philip, go near, join himself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip would come and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. I thought about that, man. I got to think, I thought when he started opening up there in that book of Isaiah, and Philip started saying, I tell you who that is. That's the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. He was led before his shearers, dumb, never opened his mouth, not one time. But yet, that's who the Word of God's speaking about. It's talking about Jesus. He's leading him. He's guiding him. He's helping him to understand who Jesus is. Once he gets an understanding, something else takes place. And then Philip opened his mouth, speaks about that. Look at verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe, look what he says right here. Underline this in your Bible. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Notice what Philip said to do. He said, if you will believe, he said, you can't go in that water until you believe. This is what he said. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you get saved by the grace of God, the Bible said this over in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved, right? Saved. And so what Philip's saying to him is this. Do you confess that? He heard him with his ears confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. Now watch this, what happens right here. They both get off the chariot. What did the Bible say? They go down. And where do they go? They go down into the what? Into the water. Now listen, there's other denominations out there I'm throwing on them. I'm just telling you how it is. Amen. I'm telling you what the scripture says. You don't have to go down into nothing if you're sprinkled. Amen. If you're coming out of a pan, you don't have to go down in that pan. That pan's got to come on you, right? In this instance, they're talking about a body of water big enough to put a whole man in, right? That is not convenient. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, you have to have a lot of water, right, in order to do something like this. And they're in the middle of the desert. And all of a sudden, they come upon this body of water big enough to put a man in. And so they go down into this water, and this is what they do. Philip performs the act and the motion of what Jesus said. He said, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He lays him down in the water and then he brings him back up. But notice what happens when we do it God's way. Look at verse 37. And he said, if thou believest with all thine heart. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And he went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. It's big enough for two men. And he baptized him, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. If you read that fast, you're going to miss what happened. Philip might have walked down there to the Ethiopian. But the Spirit of God took him back there in an express journey. Oh, can I tell you? Listen, if you'll get on God's train and you'll do it God's way, if you'll quit trying to follow tradition and you'll just do it according to the Word of God, can I tell you, you'll get on the express journey. You'll quit walking and you'll start walking in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of God, and God will help you to get where you need to go.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. 71 Loopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.